From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Cable and Arch in Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the quiet hum of the Bridgeforge, dust motes danced in the shafts of light that fell on two very different workspaces. On one side of the vast studio, coils of wire, gleaming tuning forks, and strange stringed instruments cluttered Cable's listening table. On the other side, Arch's drafting board was a clean world of sharp lines, gleaming compasses, and rulers of every shape and size. Between them, a single passage from a student's portfolio glowed in the air, projected from the forge's central lens. "Feel that rhythm?" Cable murmured, their head tilted as if listening to a faraway song. Their fingers tapped a gentle, complicated pattern on the edge of the table. Thump, thump, da-da, thump. Arch squinted at the glowing text, ignoring the sound entirely. "Forget the beat. Look at the shape," they countered, their voice as crisp as a fresh sheet of paper. "See how the first sentence is long, the next two are short, and the last one is long again? It's balanced. It has weight. It's stable." Cable smiled, still tapping. "It's stable because it sounds right." "It sounds right because it looks right," Arch replied, a smile tugging at their own lips. This was their favorite kind of argument. They were both looking at the same paragraph, but Cable was using their ears and Arch was using their eyes. "Okay, listen," Cable said, stepping up to the listening table. They picked up two gleaming silver tuning forks. "This first big idea, the main point of the whole paragraph, it sounds like this." They gently tapped the first fork against the table. A clear, steady note filled the air. Ping! They let it ring for a moment before tapping the second fork. A different note joined the first, higher and sweeter. Ping! The two notes hung in the air together, not fighting, but fitting. They created a feeling of openness, of a new possibility. "See?" Cable said softly. "It's a sound that asks a question. It feels like it's reaching for something." Then they picked up two different forks. These were made of a warmer, bronze-colored metal. They waited for the first notes to fade, then tapped the new pair. The sound was different. The two new notes were closer together, and when they rang out, they felt solid and complete. It was the sound of an answer, the sound of a door clicking shut. "And that," Cable finished, "is the sound of the final sentence. It feels finished, resolved. The paragraph sounds like it makes sense." Arch stood by their drafting board, listening with a curious expression.
"An interesting theory," Arch said, turning back to their own workspace. "But let me show you what's really going on." They took a large translucent sheet of plastic and laid it over their drafting board, where a copy of the student's paragraph was now displayed. Etched onto the sheet was a perfect swirling spiral, like a snail shell or a spinning galaxy. Arch carefully positioned the overlay. "Observe," they instructed. They pointed a long, slender finger at the center of the spiral. "The most important part of the paragraph, the sentence you said was a question, is right here, at the very heart of the design." Their finger then traced the spiral as it grew outward. "And the smaller, supporting sentences? They follow the curve. They build on each other, one after another, perfectly spaced." They picked up a special hinged ruler that looked like a pair of silver calipers. They measured the length of the longest sentence, then the one after it. They adjusted the calipers and showed Cable. "The relationship between this length and this length is the same as the relationship between that length and the one before it. It's a pattern, a visual echo. That's why it feels strong. It's built on a secret blueprint. The paragraph looks like it makes sense."
Cable's eyes lit up. "A visual echo. Wait, hum those notes again, the first two." Arch looked puzzled, but did as they were asked, humming the two open, questioning notes. As they hummed, Cable grabbed a piece of charcoal and, in a few swift, practiced motions, drew a wave on a piece of paper. It was a simple, flowing line that that rose and fell with Arch's voice. "Okay, now give me the second pair," Cable said, their hand hovering over the drawing. Arch hummed the two resolving final notes. Cable's charcoal moved again, drawing a second wave right next to the first. It had a different shape, calmer, more settled. "Now," Cable said, a spark of excitement in their voice. "Bring your spiral over." Arch lifted the transparent sheet and carefully laid it on top of Cable's charcoal drawing. They both leaned in close. It was perfect. The highest point of the first questioning sound wave touched the exact center of the spiral, and the calm final wave settled perfectly along the spiral's widest outermost curve. The sound fit the shape. The shape fit the sound. They weren't two different things at all.
"Whoa," they both whispered at the same time. They stood back, looking at the combined image, a drawing of a sound that fit perfectly inside a beautiful, ancient shape. They had found the hidden connection, the invisible bridge that held the students' words together.
"So, it's not just a beat, and it's not just a shape," Cable said, looking at the drawing. "It's a song with a blueprint."
"Or a blueprint that sings," Arch added. "The math we can hear and the math we can see are telling the same story." This was the magic of the Bridge Forge. It was about finding the deep down patterns that made things feel right, whether you were looking or listening. Arch touched a glowing rune on their drafting board. The image of the sound wave inside the spiral lifted off the page and floated toward the central lens. It condensed into a shimmering, jewel-like object, a new bridge for the student's portfolio. It wasn't a grade or a correction. It was a map showing the secret, beautiful structure they had built all on their own. Cable and Arch stood shoulder to shoulder and watched it float away. Neither of them said anything for a moment. They just felt happy. The warm, settled kind of happy you feel when you show someone the good thing they made and did not know was there. That was the whole reason they did this. Not the spiral, not the sound. The look on a kid's face when they learned their own work was beautiful all along.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cable and Arch. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.